Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to the last 25 minutes of the program today, the program we call Today's Issues on American Family Radio. You can check us out on the web at afr.net, afr.net. Send us an email at comments at afr.net, comments at afr.net. Download the app on your smartphone or other tablet or device. It takes you about 1 minute. Download the app, and then you can listen on your computer or cell phone anywhere in the world to American Family Radio, and it's free. It is a free service. I'm Tim with Walker and Ed. Also, you can check us out on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues and watch the show there. Steve Jordahl is with us for this 25 minutes or so. Steve, I guess the lead story for everybody right now is watching this hurricane barreling down on the East Coast.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's good news for the East Coast. I do have an interesting take on it, though, from the Washington Post. Please share that with us.
Yes,
you know, the media doesn't think a whole lot about the president. Like to portray him as a simpleton, a dolt who can't tie his own shoes. But did you know that they also think that he's got godlike powers?
How's that?
The Washington Post just put an editorial out from their editorial board. The headline is, "Another hurricane is about to batter our coast. Trump is complicit."
Editorial staff of the Washington Post?
This isn't some whack job?
No, this is the editorial board of the Washington Post.
There it is. This is Washington Post is not a fringe newspaper.
No.
This is one of the top two most influential, this in the New York Times, most influential newspapers in America. At least it used to be. I remember when I was in journalism school, they told us that, this was back in the 80s now, before the internet and everything, but they told us how a lot of the news for our country originates with the New York Times or with the Washington Post, and then it spreads across America.
Right.
So, the Washington Post is now owned by Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. Of Amazon, and that's to issue a I haven't read the whole editorial.
I highlighted,
but this is all I need to know.
The relevant
okay, so yeah, I'll just read from it. When it comes to this is the Washington Post today, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Their editorial board, this isn't one whacked out columnist.
This is the whole board.
This is the collective
intelligence about this because Walker mentioned this during our last break, said we need to talk about this. But I just thought it was just some guy who has a spot and a column. This is the Washington Post editorial board. Team, what?
All right, here's what they say. This is in the, inside the editorial. So, again, not reading the whole thing, not even starting at the beginning. But they say this. Okay, they say, President, I'll start with the sentence before which they're nice to the president, I guess you could say. President Trump issued several warnings on his Twitter feed Monday, counseling those in Florence's, that's Hurricane Florence, projected path to prepare and listen to local officials. That was good advice. But then they say, Washington Post, yet, when it comes to extreme weather, Mr. Trump is complicit. He plays down humans' role in increasing the risk, and he continues to dismantle efforts to address those risks. It is hard to attribute any single weather event to climate change, but there is no reasonable doubt that humans are priming the Earth's systems to produce disasters, end of quote. All right, Ed, what's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, it makes all kinds of assumptions about what's happening with Hurricane Florence. Okay, now they do kind of give themselves a few outs when presented with contradictory facts. Okay, you can't say one weather event, blah, 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 blah. But they are making all kinds of assumptions, the worst of which is that a man who has been in who's been in the White House for 2 years, okay, is complicit in Hurricane Florence. That just beggars belief that you can make a logical argument. If President Trump had been, if you believe in climate change and you believe in man-made climate change, man's activities influencing climate change, you believe that, and President Trump has been in office for the last 20 years directing all our policies, maybe then you can make an argument. But to say that a man who just got elected in 2016 is complicit in this hurricane, that's insane.
The jury, by the way, contradicting what the Post says, the jury is not out, or the jury is still out on how much humans contribute to so-called climate change.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely, I agree. But what I'm saying is, if you believe in
even
man-made,
if you believe it, right.
That 2 years, how in the world can you blame Trump?
No, this is more of Trump derangement syndrome, Walker.
Right. Well, and also, it's definitely Trump derangement syndrome, but also getting into the actual science of this, I would go as far to say that the conclusion that man's actions with regards to carbon monoxide and all that and emissions, I think that's very unsettled science. I mean, there's still research that comes out that contradict each other. I mean, the whole idea that when I drive down the road, I'm causing a hurricane out in the Pacific. I mean, come on now.
Butterfly wings.
America.
Walker, butterfly
America
wings.
Primarily.
Yeah, and then you have, I mean, we talked during the break, you mentioned the idea, Dad, about how, you know, Al Gore was warning that the ocean was going to rise because the icebergs in the, you know, in the Atlantic.
By now, he predicted.
In Antarctica, we're going to melt, and then, you know, we were going to have less land to stand on.
Right.
None of that's happened. So, but then to take it as far to blame it on one man, that's even more outrageous.
Well, it is Trump. Yeah. And I just, what amuses me
those
almost.
Those people don't even deserve to be listened to.
Right.
They really don't. That's ridiculous. Right. but I mean, we need to point, this is the Washington Post, an influential news magazine, and this is their editorial board. What they're saying is, they're saying, matter of fact, there's man-made global warming. And because of that, the Earth is warmer, thus causing stronger hurricanes to hit the U.S. Therefore, a climate change, quote, or global warming denier, such as President Trump, is not doing anything to stop this from continuing. Therefore, he is, quote, complicit. That's how they're not going to tell you President Trump caused Hurricane Florence and he's responsible for it, but by using the word complicit. How I just described it is how they would say.
What was the headline again?
Another hurricane is about to batter our coast. Trump is complicit.
Trump is complicit. So, you know, as you say, Ed, maybe if he had been in power for President Trump for 18, 20 years and controlling all our policies, then you could say, even then it would still be laughable to me, that the idea that a man could, an American president, is somehow responsible for one of the storms that have been coming off the coast of East Africa since the founding of the world, it's just another one. You know what I'm saying? What I mean, that's where these hurricanes start. They start off the Ivory Coast,
West Africa.
No, they actually come across the Sahara.
There you go. That's a pretty bad storm.
That's you know, and it's President Obama's fault.
Yeah,
they do that.
Trump.
So you know he's complicit. In the you're right. I stand corrected. Geographically, these isn't the Ivory Coast? Is that the Ivory Coast?
Or Côte d'Ivoire is
Antilles, Lower Antilles, or anyway, it's off
the coast of Africa.
The coast of Africa, the western coast of Africa. That's where these storms start. They always have, and they always will, in August, September, October, even sometimes November, after the ocean's warm. All summer long, they get hot, and these storms form, and they come towards North America, or basically the U.S., the Caribbean, Central America. And guess what? That's going to be happening unless God changes the weather pattern.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's going to continue to happen that way. And so this is insane that it's caused by man-made global warming, in my opinion.
Let me just put a marker down here, too, as well. President Trump yesterday started accepting declarations of emergency and coordinating evacuations of the coastal cities days before any effect was to be felt. So we're not likely at all to get into a Houston or a New Orleans type situation. He has gotten out in front of this.
Yeah.
But you will not hear word one about the good job that was done when lives are saved and billions of dollars are saved because we got out in front. He got out in front of the storm. You just won't hear it.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on here is the glow, the those people who are they're trying that by they, I mean, I'll try to define that. They are trying to control the world economy, and particularly the American economy. The people who hate capitalism, all right, and hate America, they think that they can control us ultimately by scaring the life out of people, by saying that global warming is causing hurricanes that are going to devastate our world and our country and the world. And so the way we do this is we enact global, we keep people from...
Well, they want us to enter treaties, which have the force of law.
I mean,
and it has been long argued that the whole global warming scheme is nothing but a transfer of wealth from the wealthy countries.
Well, that's what I believe.
To the
and a transfer
world.
Of authority to,
yeah.
to an into a globalist type government.
Because we've got to save the planet.
Right.
Well, the facts prove this, too, because you had that whole Trans-Pacific, or I'm sorry, the climate treaty that President Trump,
Paris
Climate Accord, where you had some of the most conservative countries when it comes to emissions, like the U.S., who emit the least amount of carbon monoxide and others. But then you had China, who also signed onto the same treaty or accord, where they're omitting the worst toxins in the world, and they're not attempting any constraint.
And let me just debunk the Washington Post thing with a simple explanation that I don't even think the Washington Post editorial board believes. I've said this before, that they don't even believe what they're saying about climate change. Al Gore doesn't believe it. None of these people actually believe
it.
And I can prove it. Because if they really thought the world might end, humanity might be destroyed, civilization might be destroyed by climate change, they wouldn't fly. They wouldn't have their lights on at night. They'd be advocating no football games at night. No one should be going out to entertainment or restaurants at night.
Thank
because
you.
Civilization is at stake.
Right.
And because they won't make that argument and they won't make those lifestyle changes, I argue they don't believe it either. This is all what we said before. This is
Jeff Bezos flies a private jet everywhere where he goes.
They're a bunch of liars.
Washington Post. So why don't you say, Washington Post, that the owner of this newspaper is complicit,
with the
hurricane. Why don't they say that?
This is about what you guys said: wealth transfer and the transfer of authority away from the nation state to a globalist form of government.
And just to note, the offending element is not carbon monoxide; it's carbon. It is carbon dioxide. It is the food that plants use to eat. It is healthy for the globe.
Mm-hmm.
We can't live and exist without it because plants take in carbon dioxide and they give out oxygen.
Plants are very caring. They're very caring entities.
Yes, they are.
Organisms. Because they take, but they also give.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I think
it's something very useful. Oxygen.
Let me tell you, corn on the cob is very useful.
Yeah, but it
I love corn on the cob.
It does give, but it doesn't take.
It's a blessing.
Yes, a blessing.
Well, it doesn't give.
The whole narrative that the U.S. is some, you know, wasteland where we just pour, you know, toxins out
that's
the back door,
true.
That's absolutely not true. We have an entire federal agency, which is not even in the Constitution, called the EPA, and they're out fining these coal miners because they don't, you know, follow this regulation or that regulation. We have arguably the cleanest country in the world.
Yeah, but you do need government agencies that have to oversee that because you don't want polluted rivers and all right. You're listening to the program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed Walker and Steve Jordahl. Next story, Steve.
You know how the Democrat Party seems to be sprinting to the left with Ocasio-Cortez's and the Bernie Sanders and all these other socialist people that are taking them way to the left? They have heard yesterday from an elder statesman in the Democrat Party. I'd like you to hear what he had to say. This is Cut 5.
I noticed today on a poll that I saw tonight, as a matter of fact, that only 33% of independents are still in favor of Trump, and 37% of Americans are in favor of Trump, and 57% think he's done a very poor job. So we have a good chance to get those independents, and I think that we should concentrate our efforts on that. I don't think any Democrat is going to vote against the Democratic nominee after we choose him. But I think a lot of independents need to know that they can invest their vote in the Democratic Party in 2020 if we appeal to the middle of the road.
If they appeal to the middle of the road, that, of course, former President Jimmy Carter, speaking at the Carter Center. So he is warning the Democrat Party, you better appeal to the middle.
There's no middle of the road anymore for Democrats. They are far left in their policies, and they don't hide it very well any longer. And quite frankly, half the country likes that. So, you know, I agree that they're lurching left, more left, but maybe there's a line out there where it does harm them with the independent voters. But let's keep in mind, Hillary Clinton got more votes than Donald Trump in the popular vote.
She wasn't as far left as Bernie Sanders.
And that, right? And she got more votes because of... Donald Trump wasn't focusing on votes. He was focusing on electoral votes.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying to you that, like it or not, half the country's liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay?
There's obviously a place where people like this, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And maybe some of these, like Bernie Sanders and others who are really moving far left, and it seems like they're out of touch with even middle America, that I think they're kind of looking towards the future and maybe what the country will be like in 20, 30 years, and maybe the majority of the electorate will be far, far left in years, in future elections, and that they're kind of aiming for that.
I hope
audience.
I'm gone by then.
I don't think capitalism is compatible with far left politics.
No.
It's not going to work, and it's fantasy land to think that it will. If you're going to have... Because these people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and folks like that who are the, you know, make up a large segment of the Democrat Party, they're for extremely high taxation on corporations, on people, in the name of redistributing the wealth so that we can be a more just and humane society.
Yep.
And that appeals, that does appeal to 25% of the American public, and the other 25%, you know,
don't know enough to combat it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the problem for our country is that because we're not far left and we have not used far left policies, most of the people who don't read and study history or even what's happening in Venezuela say, they go, you know what, my life's not good. I'm going to give these far left policies a shot. And you don't learn the truth until after... They have wreaked havoc,
right?
And that's you. And this is kind of the same thing when you talk about, Tim, one of your favorite kinds of expressions is you talk about the fact that if you're going to be a progressive, you have to deny reality. You have to trick your brain. Well, I'm afraid we're going to learn the hard way that far left policies don't work because we have enjoyed all the wealth and affluence we have in this country and productivity by not using those far left policies. And so people go, well, let's give it a shot. I'm not happy. Well, you can be even worse off than you are now.
We'll find out what's in that economic system after we pass it, I think, is the paraphrase.
Perfect.
But if we're sitting here on November 4th or the day after the November elections and this blue wave has not happened and the Republicans still hold Congress and they've got a firmer lock on the Senate,
that's bad news for the Democrats.
It is, but you can look back to Mr. Carter's statement and say, you know what, they didn't pay attention. Because he's telling them right now, stop the sprint to the left, start paying attention to the middle, to moderates. You can grab that mushy middle, and if they don't, and they don't look like they're anywhere close to starting, we might be sitting here the day after election kind of talking about why they didn't.
Yeah.
Let me get just a snapshot example of how left-wing politics economically does not work is that I remember reading this story from 20 years ago. There was a yacht tax on the yacht, like big boat, you know.
Luxury tax.
Luxury tax made for the wealthy. Well, the Democrats wanted to